Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
May 3rd, 2017.
Been together now, let's gather round. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Satirically Challenged Show.
Coming at you live.
Yes, yes, yes. It's another round of the Satirically Challenged Show. That's right. And so, me, Red Hood. I, Red Hood. And you, Johnny. Pink Hood and Black Hood and Green Hood are all away. What a surprise. Yeah. What a surprise. We have been, it looks like we've been solo this week. Just you and me. And what are we going to do about that?
You and me and the thoughts in my head.
Yes. You, me, the thoughts in my head and the open road, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
I mean, somewhere in the news of Australia, right, there was a man, or a kid, rather, who decided to go to Macca's, or, as we call it in the States, Micca D's, and drove 45... What was it? 100 miles before the police arrested him.
Oh.
Now, among these things that the 12-year-old saw, one, plenty of cows. Two, plenty of bad politicians. Three, his heart broken behind a steering wheel. Four, another shitting thing of cows. Five, several forks crossing the road. Six, a chicken crossing the road. Seven, well, seven. Seven was too dangerous, wasn't it?
And eight, a whole bunch of kangaroos. Two and eight kangaroos.
Oh, yes.
Because it is Australia.
It is Australia. A whole bunch of roos. And they went pointing back, going, no, point that way, go that way. Look, you're not gonna get, just go back home.
Just go.
The ruse seemed to say. And then they also found AT&T as well along, and so suddenly you saw
dead air.
It's not dead air. Anyway, then he saw AT&T and he ran for it. He turned the car around because he knew AT&T, American Telephone and Technical Wireless. You know.
Don't you mean Australian?
Yes, Australian television wireless.
Australian telephone and telegraph.
Yes, the telephone and telegraph. And he went straight for it, whereupon he bumped into the head of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, and said, "Listen, shouldn't you be back home?" "No, I wanted to go to Maccadee's."
And you know what?
To get some chicken nuggets. Some dead chickens.
You know what? He smiled at me and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
And a Vegemite sandwich, exactly. The Vegemite sandwich turned into a lot of other things.
Then it wasn't really But then again, it wasn't really the Prime Minister. It was the men at work.
Oh, yes. But, you know, and then along the way, he basically put into the Temptations or the Proclaimers going, "I will walk 500 miles across Australia to deliver."
And I'll walk 500 more.
Exactly. And I will walk 500 more. You know. Then you have more things. More things switching that song.
Apparently this is a satirically challenged podcast from 1987, I think.
Exactly. You
full
know.
80s references tonight.
Yeah, full 80s references. But, you know, he's... The sort of song begins, "When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man I'm no going to be the man I'm going to be." Right? So, in his version, it was, "When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to drive to nobody sees me.
I'm going to drive all the way to Mickey D's."
Yeah, "I'm going to drive all the way to Mickey D's. And when I go out, I'm going to have a Coke in hand, you know, that kind of thing. But then, "I would drive 500 miles and I would drive 500 more and not get caught by the cops." You know, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, dreams have to be shattered sometimes because he did invariably get caught after 800 miles. And Google Maps was kind enough to say, "Okay, that's 44 hours, that's 4,279 kilometers, and it's a difference of 4,900 kilometers, 4,117 kilometers from Perth to Newcastle." I mean, what do we say to that?
What a hike. No. That's quite a walkabout.
Exactly. It's quite a walkabout. But the boy was arrested and taken to the Broken Hill police station. Broken Hill, famous for Humpty Dumpty running down Boner Hill. But also, the road trip would have been an ambition one, even for the most experienced traveler. It's unclear, though, how he traveled such a great distance and refueled the car all without being noticed by his guardian. Of course, this isn't the first time the child has decided to take a road trip. Last year, he and two determined preschoolers in Washington State took the keys of their parents' SUV with hopes of visiting their grandmother, only to crash into another car.
Oops. Yeah, so, the tragic thing of that last story was?
What?
Or not tragic, but there was probably a Hungry Jack's right around the corner.
Yeah, about that.
Which is like the Australian equivalent to Burger King.
Exactly. You know. But it is kind of funny in the fact that with anything, you know, I think that the funny thing about him is that, you know, wanting to escape, that's one thing. Write it down. Do something. You know what I mean? Do something in which makes you feel good. Don't grab your parents' car or SUV, grab the keys, and then go for a hike. Seems like we have mail. That kind of thing. Oh!
It seems like we got a phone, done charging.
Yeah, whose phone is that? Cause
that was
I
mine. Like...
Yeah, of course it was yours. But,
you heard.
Yeah, I heard. Ba-bum.
There's me.
I will say this. It's kind of funny how in the stereo of this boy's car was on the road again. I hate to be on the road again. I'm so lonely on the road again. But I want to get to Maccadee's on the road again, kind of thing. You know.
You got a taste for Willie Nelson.
Exactly. Or canned beef. Corned beef, or whatever that.
Canned beef.
Canned beef. Yes. Beef and everything that goes with it. And then, in other news, AT&T is finally giving people with disabilities a chance.
What?
Yes. AT&T Disability Hiring is putting the right person for the job. They're asking that when his 15-year-old son, when his son got to be a bit 15 years old, Steve McGraw started to think about how big companies approach hiring kids like his son, Brad. Now, the funny thing is that Steve McGraw is a CMO of AT&T Business Solutions. The K-12 system has set up support for students with learning disabilities, including ADHD and auditory processing disorders. But one of the toughest things for parents is grasping what the future lies ahead after high school ends. The senior vice president of the corporation for AT&T NYST, New York Stock Exchange symbol, T, today told everybody that to start looking around for the efforts of other employers. Under the supply chain, head Randy Lewis, Walgreens had recently been pushing to staff its distribution centers with disabled workers. McGraw wondered whether AT&T could do the same, so he called Lewis for advice. And about 5 years after the initial inquest of the matter, AT&T has several parallel initiatives to employ disabled workers. And this was the first in Memphis, a Memphis Country Warehouse facility, which has dozens of workers, with results that have made operation more efficient. This is a really good thing. Wouldn't you agree, Johnny?
Yeah, I agree. The more the better.
I mean, the more the better. And the fact is that with disability employment, really, it's really about, you know, giving us a chance, you know, the chance to do, everything to make sure that people with disabilities actually get a chance rather than not, you know. And and AT&T has more stuff to do. More stuff to do, but also more stuff to have done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they have to get more initiatives going, you know, rather than not. So, I mean, that's great, but also the factor is that we've started getting, he said we started getting academies in place to start training people with cognitive disabilities for various roles. Things like how to do your time management, how do you show up for work on time, how do you conduct yourself, all kinds of skills we take for granted. On May 18th, which will be in a few weeks, McCall and his wife Beth are co-training John Spritz's parents, Chris and John Spice, on a launchability event and concert at Morton H. Merrison Symphony Center that serves the organization's major yearly fundraiser and his cause, which is a cause which he only hopes grows more passionate as more people get engaged. Good for you, AT&T. Good for you.
Yeah.
We salute you on that. But I will say this. I don't know why other people can't do the same. There should be more inclusion in the world. We try to provide that. Even if we don't have some members of the cast on the podcast, but because they're doing other things. But at the same time, you know, we have crazy things.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm getting at, Johnny?
Yes, I am.
McDonald's. What have they done?
Like, what are you doing, McDonald's? Seriously.
They're trying to compete with Starbucks, and
trying to get rid of getting rid of the high C orange lava burst.
Well, that too, but
oh, that's...
they are trying to basically have the latest and greatest invention. Do we know what that is? No, it's not the founder with Michael Keaton. It's not even a hamburger. A hamburger. It's not even, you know, it's not even that. It's more about...
It'll have you saying one thing.
Which would be, what the fork?
Fork?
Yes, fork? That's right,
folks. French fry fork? Really?
Yeah. It's a French fry fork, literally. If that wasn't enough, in an unrelated incident, United has now managed to kill the most giant rabbit in the world. But back to the fork situation. The point is that the two don't really compare.
Wait, in a related story, somebody just got fired.
Exactly.
Somebody probably got fired from McDonald's R&D.
Exactly. Somebody just got fired and had a taser to the nipple for actually inventing such a foolish thing. You know, what kind of world are we living in where this product exists? Look, when you go to a restaurant, any restaurant, whether it's a sit-down, like in Disneyland, or a stand-up, like in most of the world, there will always be these things called forks, knives, and sporks, right?
Yeah, that was a great invention.
Exactly.
the spork.
It was a great invention while it lasted.
Can't even talk.
Right. The
spoon with a fork.
A spoon with a fork.
A spork. Genius.
Exactly. Spork. Now they have a fork. That's how they're pronouncing it, at least. A fork.
A fork. But if that's all, folks.
Exactly. That's all, folks. Exactly.
Fried fork.
Is that you can get out the word about the sandwiches in the new signature craft recipes and lineup that is so packed with toppings that you'll need a special utensil to deal with it. A fork infomercial has also surfaced. Will the fork change your life? Probably not. But the fork will improve your signature crafting recipes eating experience. I mean, maybe. The fact is that starting on May 5th, that is on Friday, you can call 1-844-MD-FORK or visit McDonald's Forking website and find out where to snag yours. If you live in the New York City metropolitan area, I don't think that they will have it. But the fact is, it's raising the bar with... Yes?
Yeah, you can find it on eBay for like $5,000 forking dollars.
Yeah, so we solved it. Easy-ish use, the website says. Pinch it, stuff it, fork it. Okay. Now,
aren't these just really French fries on a chopsticks level? I guess I'm forking right.
No, I think the French fries on a, what you
it's
said.
Like a...
Exactly. They will be in... Oh, Jesus. They'll be available in New York City. They will be available in Albany, the Bronx, Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
With
Catskills, New York.
Which,
Mohawkies, the Cheekstown.
A related story, Brooklyn for one day will become Forkland.
Yes, Forkland. Jamaica.
Get on that, McDonald's. Get on that.
Exactly. Near 6th Avenue, they'll be available at 809 6th Avenue. They'll be available at Broadway. Pretty much, they'll also be available on the lower level of Pennsylvania Station. You know... You can't.
I bet we get forked over.
I mean, in Pennsylvania, right, which is where you live, I think, they'll be available in Allentown, in Honesdale,
yeah.
In Lancaster, in Mechanicsburg, in Montrose, in Morgantown, in... And also in York. Plenty of other things.
Philadelphia get forked over again.
Exactly. But the fact is that why do you need a fork for French fries? It's pretty stupid. They've also, you know, had the all-day breakfast, updated the McNuggets, and now have a hashtag signature craft recipes. You know, and the new burger or chicken sandwiches with pico de gallo, guacamole, bacon with maple seasoning, sweet onion and barbecue sauce, and more. And flavors yet to be savored, even when they spill on your plate. My. We certainly do get these burgers around here. We certainly don't get these burgers around here. We also don't get forks. And... We can't claim on the podcast that they've actually been invented since circa 1903 because they had this thing called a fork. Not a fork. A fork. A fork. You know. But, you know, in the fact that, did the world need this? Nope. Does it work? Kind of. Either way, we hope you enjoy and we can't wait to show you what's up at McDonald's.
Oh, looks like there will be some New Jersey locations that will you haven't been off your region.
But the fact is that you can only shove three at a time, you know, in it. It is just, it's amazing, you know. How does one, like, it makes no sense. But, at the same time, it's a marketing gimmick. It's probably the first marketing gimmick ever to be literally unveiled and set alight to the world. God knows how many years they had this in the can, right?
Yeah. Oh, I do have some for my area, though.
Oh, do you?
We got Bristol, Levittown.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Philadelphia.
Well, Philly, obviously, but you know, there's no forks in international locations. So, in London, they're not going to be having forks.
I take back my last statement.
Which would be?
I say we'll get forked over around here.
Oh yeah.
Take that back. There will be a couple of places around here that get them.
Yeah. Participating McDonald's while supplies last on May 5th. So, on May 5th, you should go out to your nearest McDonald's or Mickey D's or, make sure you check out mcfork.com.
mcfork.com to find out if there's going to be a near you.
Exactly. Because who knows where the forks will go next. I mean, the Twitter actually went crazy. There is after all the idiocies and struggles, I just hope I haven't promised to. I give you the fork! And I begin digging my own grave. Honestly, the fact is, it's an invention, a fork made for French fries. But the trouble is, you can only, fit three in at a time. And another person said, the funniest thing, 1867 or 76, the telephone, 1879, the light bulb, 1928, penicillin, 1947, the transistor radio, 2017, the fork. You know. It honestly doesn't make any sense. But why? I mean, why? Why do we have to go in and,
If you want it as a novelty item, hey, be my guest.
Exactly. It's a novelty item. It will literally, Jim Parsons is weeping for humanity. What the fork is happening, other people are saying, stop it, is saying Michael Jackson. And other fast food chains with recognizable brands are going, oh shit, now we have to catch up. Or, catch up, please, please, thank you.
That deserves one thing for that last.
Yes. Yeah. I did it. It was me.
Yeah.
Okay. And for our last segment tonight, the fact is that.
Hey, that last joke didn't cut the mustard there.
Oh, damn it, Johnny. Oh, it didn't cut the relish either.
Nothing.
It didn't cut the relish. It didn't cut the sauerkraut. It didn't cut any of the condiments. I am not going to fit you in our bun. God damn it.
Shut up.
Okay, fine. You too, Mr. West. The fact is that special education is also getting a boost, a budget boost. And that's $15 extra. A head extra, you know, under the new budget deal made by Mr. Thrump. Fact is that the gains from special education are relatively small overall, and it's always good to see the new increase. However, if you divide 90 million by 6 kids, it's basically a $15 increase per kid. Nonetheless, it's Kim Himes at the National Learning Disabled Center for Learning Disabilities says that even though that it's a federal contribution and will only account for 16% of the special education costs and fall short with 40% of Congress, Congress promised when the idea was originally authorized that any growth in spending on kids with disabilities sends a message. We also know that in the political climates of that outcome could have been far worse. The fact is that with beyond special education, the deal includes additional funds for National Institute of Health and vocational rehabilitation, spending a respite on care, state councils on developmental disabilities, university centers for excellence, and protection and advocacy and disability employment and policy and independent living centers. Also, programs for young children with disabilities who are flat funded in the plan. Kurt Decker of the National Disability Rights Network says it's good for people with disabilities, and the budget agreement did not include any across-the-board cuts to labor and health or education programs. While it does not deal with the inflation, it allows critical programs to go forward. And there were no attacks on programming that enforced civil rights of persons with disabilities and no direct assaults on disability programs in general. So this is a really good thing. However, it's also a thing of really they're going to try to look at it. And also a very saddening update. Despite the proposed FDA ban, shock devices remain. Which this is not cool. We have to continue to report on this, and we will have this on Monday. We'll bring this up on the show. The fact is that about a year ago now, we spoke about on the program about the Judge Rottenberg Educational Center uses electrical stimulation devices, which sends electrical shocks through electrodes attached to the skin. In April 2016, yeah, this was April of last year, the FDA proposed a rule to ban the devices due to their unreasonable health or substantial risk to public health. Since then, nothing has changed. The school has been under fire for its adverse therapies or therapies that use painful or unpleasant stimuli to change an unwanted behavior for decades. Look, I have something to say about this. You're never going to get us to change. We are who we are. And no shock therapy or amount of that is going to actually change us. We're just going to beat you up. We'll be covering this on Monday. So I guess for the weekend and for tonight, since it was a short news night and a slow news night, we are going to say good night, and we will be back on Monday. Have a great night. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ow! Your latest attempt at cooking is smoldering in the oven. Johnny is practicing his latest wrestling move on the neighbor's kid. And Mr. Whiskers just decided your new maroon lampshade really doesn't complement the purple curtains. But you don't mind. You just saved a pretty penny on your electric bill. You went to the PPL Electric Utilities website and discovered all their energy and money-saving programs. So now you're one cool customer. Visit pplelectric.com/savings. Energy savings start here.